I say, I'm a woman. Phenomenally. It's in the reach of my arms, the span of my hips, the stride of my step, the curl of my lips. It's the fire in my eyes, the flash of my teeth, the swing in my waist, the joy in my feet. Because I'm a woman. Phenomenally. Phenomenal woman. It ought to make you proud.
Want to? Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Kieran Marsland, and I'm the secretary of the Humberside Youth Darts Organisation. Firstly, I'd like to thank everybody here for inviting us, and I will introduce you to our young players. The person throwing at the moment is young Harry Wilson. And I've just put him off his darts, but don't worry about that. The young lady is Emma Bulmer. And then we have Paul Credland and Ryan Smith. The Humberside Youth Darts Organisation has been running since 2009. And at this moment in time, we play in the northern region, which means we play against Yorkshire, Lancashire, Cleveland, and Durham. Obviously, when we play away against these people, we need to get to their venues. And that is where my good wife comes in, because she gets the money for us so we can afford to pay for the coaches. The young players that we have start from the age of 10 up to the age of 21. At the age of 21, I'm afraid they are no longer counted as a youth, so they cannot play in the youth league. The players normally play on a Wednesday evening, which is what we call our own league, and they all play against each other, as in practice for when we actually play away or at home. The away and the home matches are played on a Sunday, and we play from Kingston Social Club on Beverley Road. So if anybody is interested in joining the youth darts, please come through to Beverley Road to the Kingston Social Club. We will more than welcome you. Now, due to health and safety, I'm afraid I cannot ask the public to come up and have a throw at the board. As you can see, there's no baddies around. Now, our young players can hit the board, but powers that be have said we cannot let the public throw the board in case they miss and someone gets hurt. And going back to the youth darts, as I said, we start from the age of probably 8 to 10, and we coach them up to a point where they can play actually on a stage with cameras on them, people calling, and people behind them jeering, shouting, and everything else. And these young people have to learn to be able to cope with all this. And to be honest with you, I don't know how they do it. I've been on a stage before in my lifetime, and believe me, it's frightening. These kids do it on a regular basis. We have played in the Central League, which we have won on occasions. We have three different sections when we are actually playing. We have male under 18s. Then we have female under 21. And then we have the male under 21. Normally we play the best of 15. So the first to 8 normally wins the match, although we do play every game. The under 18s play the best of 3. The ladies play the best of 3. And the under 21s play the best of 5. As you can see, these youngsters are used to playing in front of people. They are probably shivering in their boots at the moment, but they're not too bad because at least no one's telling you how badly they're throwing. Although I'm saying that, I know all four of these, and the reason I picked them is these are very good players. I have every I have every trust in them. And if any of them do throw a board, a dart that does not go in the board, they'll be sacked. The thing with the league that we know is the young ladies can play in any section. So they can play in the under-21s, in the ladies, or in the under-16s. It depends on how many we have to play. Although we do have four young ladies who turn up for every match, we are very short on young ladies. We lost one this year because she's over the age of 21. We will lose another one after next season because she will be over 21 then. And it's not just the Northern League that they play in. They also play in knockouts. They also play in the Super League. Some of them even play for the adult Humberside County. So from us, they normally, hopefully, graduate up to playing for the adults. Not everyone does, because like everything else, if your face doesn't fit, you don't get picked. But we are Humberside's youth darts organisation. We will give everybody a chance, no matter how badly they play. They can be taught to play better. So coaching is a big part, and normally our elder players help me and the rest of our committee to show the young players how to play darts. The good thing about it is I've heard from parents saying that since these kids have been playing for us, their numeracy skills have gone up tenfold, whereas they couldn't add up, they couldn't subtract, they didn't know their 12 times table, they didn't know all this, but from playing darts, they learn numeracy, and they do so much better at school, because not only do they learn numeracy, they learn to play as team members. The older ones always bring the kids into the fold. They are very good in helping us out. And the younger the player, normally the more they look after them. When we actually play on a Wednesday night at Hull Kingston Social Club, excuse me, the youngsters normally play on three boards and all the older ones play on the other seven boards. There is 11 boards in the club that we use, but the one stage board does not get used for normal practice. That is specifically used for when we play county matches. Although sometimes we do cheat and let them play on the stage just to get used to the throw before we actually play an away team. The different marks that we've got on the hockey here, you've got 7'6", 7'9¼", 8 foot and 8'6". The 7'6" is for the double board. So you throw a bit closer when you play on a double board. 7'8¾" is a normal throw, BDO rules. The 8 foot is for what we used to call a nail board. And we used to throw with 3 6-inch nails. And the board for that is made out of plasticine.
Oh, really?
Yep. And what happens is, well, as soon as it starts getting a bit marked up, you get a little roller and you roll a plasticine back in. So it's a constant use. We obviously don't play on nail boards. Oh, we try not to. But in some leagues, rather than 7'9¾", they will play from 8 foot. Whereas, as you can hear from my accent, I'm from Liverpool. And we used to play an 8 foot league.
Right.
So when I come here to Humberside nearly 19 years ago now, I thought it was great. I was throwing 3 inches shorter.
Yeah.
So it was wonderful, but I could never throw on a double board throw. It was far too close.
A double board?
A double board has no trebles in it. As you can see on the board there, your trebles, it's doubles only. And there's a couple of different types of double board. You've got the normal double board, which is the same as this board, just no trebles, or a Manchester board, which is just 20s, 5s, 25, etc. So it's just a, yep, it's just a different type of set. Most games we play are 501. And as I said, the under-18s play the best of three legs, 501. So if they win 2-0, you don't have to go to the third leg. The young ladies also play the best of three, 501. And the under-21s. The PDO and the BGC now are two different entities.
Yeah.
We play in the BDO under the BDO rule system. And it's helpful to these. The reason why the under-21s play the best of five is the men's county play the best of five. So to get them used to when they leave
kind of
us growing up into the best of five.
I did have my own dartboard at one point, but it wasn't very good.
Well, as you can see, I mean, we are all about darts. I mean, I'm very passionate about it. I don't play no more. I'm blind in the eye. So I don't play anymore. But I love watching these kids. I don't care if they win or lose. It's as long as they're enjoying
it. Great game. Yeah. Love it. Oh, well, how nice. So thanks for asking my questions.
Said, well, come down,
where are you?
Beverly Road.
Oh, I'm right. I live on Beverly Road.
Paul Kingston Social Club. Right, as the a bit further you've got the Right, sorry about the short delay. The youngsters are a bit concerned that there's not enough light on the board, but they should be used to throwing anyway. You know, these kids, although they look young, they have been playing darts for a few years now, especially the older ones. The youngest one here is Paul, and for the last 2 years, he's been getting our Young Man of the Match awards. When he first came, this young man couldn't count, never mind it subtract. But now he's one of our best young players. And I can quite happily say that. And I know he's looking at me as if I've got two heads, but he is. All four of these players are brilliant. But normally on a Wednesday night at Hulkington Club, Social Club, we have between normally about 18, anything up to 38 players that come. Obviously, they don't all come, but to say on certain nights, because some of them have other things to do, like girlfriends, homework, things like this. But we do have a core of at least 18 who come every Wednesday. The only Wednesday we do not meet is the last Wednesday of the month, and that is so that the committee can get their heads together and pick teams for the next county match, or talk about getting money for the next coach, or, you know, any complaints that the youngsters have had about us or about other players and things like that. As I said, at the moment, there's only three of us on the committee. There used to be four. Unfortunately, Frank Bernstein, who actually started the youth darts, he died last year. So I have had to take the mantle over from him. and he is very hard to follow. He's very hard shoes to fill. But I try my best, and I think the kids will attest that they are having as much fun as us. Because this is the fun we get out of it, is we love watching the kids playing darts, win or lose, it doesn't matter, as long as they're enjoying it. And that's our motto, just enjoy it. If you don't like it, tell us. We'll sort something out for you. Like some players, after the first time on stage, they'll come back and say, I don't want to go up there. So, what we'll do is we'll play them in a reserves match, and the reserves play on the board, on the side. They're not in full view of everyone. You just have a few players around them, yeah, cheering them on or taking the mickey out of them, whatever. But to get used to playing with a few people watching them. And then one day they'll come to me and they'll say, Kieran, can I have a go playing up on stage? And I'll say, no. Not until you've won two matches in the reserves, and then I'll consider you. Because there's nothing worse than a young man or a young lady who goes up on the stage and bottles it. And it has happened, believe me. There's been one or two where we've said to them, you're not ready for the stage, and they say they are. They play on the stage, and then we never see them again. Or 7'9¾" is the actual length that the BDO plays from. Well, the PDC does as well. No, everything is the same for everyone. The dart is set at a standard height. The length of the throw is a standard throw. Normally, we would bring all sorts of measures, because if a team comes to play against us and they say, we want the board checking, I can turn around and say, check as much as you like. It's absolutely bob on. This obviously is a bit more casual, yeah. But believe me, it will be the right height, because they'll soon start moaning at me if it's not. And if it's not the right length, they'll soon tell me. And that's the nice thing about kids, they say what they mean. And that's part of the thing I love, because we have some really good banter. The kids really enjoy themselves, especially on a Wednesday, not just on the days that we play county darts. But this is why we have the Wednesday, so we can get to know them, they can get to know us, they can get to know the format and all the rest. And it's just a really good test of their skills. As I said, when they first come to us, they've probably never picked up a dart before. It's just that maybe their mum or dad plays for a pub team and they've heard about us, so they bring them through. We advertise in schools, things like that, but we don't really get much that way. 9 times out of 10, it's word of mouth for the young players themselves saying, do you want to come and play darts with us? And it really does give you a heads up. No, what you normally have is, like, we're amateur anyway. A lot of the kids do play in other amateur leagues. They don't just play for Humberside Youth Darts. They also play for pub teams. And they get special dispensation from those pubs, obviously, to be in into the pub after 9 o'clock. If they're under 16, they have to get special dispensation. But 9 times out of 10, as long as they don't drink alcohol, which is the same with us, we do not allow any under 18s drink alcohol. If we catch them, they are kicked out, and these will tell you. I've kicked out quite a few of them. Yay, Harry just did a 180. I'll never hear the last of it. So they don't just play for us. Obviously, they do. Once they start playing for us, they normally get, I'm not going to put this. They normally get borrowed to play in other teams, because obviously we're teaching them the basics, how to stand, how to throw a dart, what they should do, what they shouldn't do. Because at the end of the day, if you watch these kids throw it, all they're using is their arms. They shouldn't use any other part of their body. They should only use their arm. If they use their body, if you remember Jockey Wilson, I don't know if you will, you're too young, but Jockey Wilson used to be one of these throws. He would throw with his arm, but he'd put his body right through it. And yes, he was a good player, but he wasn't a good, consistent player. The good consistent players, if you watch them nowadays, all they use is the extension of the arm. And that's what we try and teach these children, is the less movement you can make, the less problems you're going to have throwing, the less problems you're going to have when you get older, because you're not going to get shoulder problems, knee problems, back problems, which a lot of them do get, me included. I don't play darts no more, but as I said, I do coach. And I think I give the kids some ideas. I mean, they don't always take any notice of me. I mean, I've always turned on and said, the people will throw how they want to throw. Yep. Yeah, it's a team game. All points are accumulated on a county match. We have 7 under-18s, 3 ladies, and 5 under-21s. So we can struggle for players now and again, but an under-18 can play in the under-21s, because they're under-21, obviously. But an under-21 cannot play in the under-18s. Although a lady, although they can be under-21 and over-18, but play in the men's under-18s, because they're not seen as good as the boys. Believe me, these girls are. A lot of these girls are a lot better than some of the boys. We have on an actual match, we have 15 that we take away, but we normally take anything up to 28, 30. And what we do is those who are not playing on stage play in a reserves match. Now that does not count towards the actual match, but it does give them a count. It gives them a point in the league so that they can play in other things, because we not only play this, we also play in Skipsea. They have a weekend where all the youth players go to Skipsea, and it's a big knockout where you can win up to £2,500 between them. It's not just for one person, but they do have other knockouts. Then after the end of the league now, they will all be invited to play in a knockout in Sheffield, which is run by the Northern League, which is what we're part of. So what they do is they pay subs to be in the league, and it's £5 subs a year, which is not a lot. The way we make some money is when people come into the club on a match, they actually pay £1 entrance fee, which they get a brochure for, which tells them all about the darts and everything else. So they get the brochure, the pound, they come to watch some brilliant darts, and believe me, some of these players are good. They should be playing in the adult leagues, but they do get stolen from me to play in the adult league. But normally they will give it the grace and say wait until they're 21 and they leave us and go and play. But yeah, most of them do go on to play in other formats. Like they'll play pub league in the normal leagues in their rounds. One lad here puts one there 7 nights a week. So you would think he'd be a good player, wouldn't you? He's okay. Yeah, I wouldn't say he was a brilliantest player for playing every night of the week. But I think that's his problem, is because he's playing every night of the week, he's not practicing the way he should, because he thinks when he's actually playing, practice is coming into it, and it's not. When I was working, I used to practice on my afternoon break, my dinner break, and my morning break. I would practice whenever I got the chance. But I would always say, if you're going to practice darts, do not over practice. It goes against you. If you give 20 minutes of practice and then have 20 minutes off and do another 20 minutes, it's the best way. Your arm's not going to get tired. You're not going to feel tired. And 20 minutes is the longest you're going to play in any format on the matches that the users are going to play. Yeah, it's one of those. You should practice, but not over practice. Yeah. So anyway, I would like to say once more, if anybody is interested in letting their children or their under 21s come through to watch or even play on the Humberside Circuit. As I said, we play every Wednesday apart from last Wednesday of the month at the Hull Kingston Social Club on Beverley Road. You can't miss us. There's a big sign outside telling you who we are. And I would love to see some more new people come to join us. As I said, on a Wednesday, we normally have between 18 up to near enough 40 children or young adults. They don't like being called children now. But I would like to thank you all, and hopefully I will see you all in the future. Thank you very much.